Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Good morning. It is 6 minutes past 11. And as you heard in the 11 o'clock news, such sad news. Cervical cancer campaigner Vicky Phelan has died. She died in the early hours of this morning at Milford Hospital in Limerick. Now, Ms. Phelan was diagnosed with cervical cancer in 2014. And in April 2018, she settled a high court action for $2.5 million with Clinical Pathology Labs US without admission of liability. She had undergone a smear test in 2011 showing no abnormalities before her diagnosis 3 years later. Now, an internal cervical check audit found the original smear check results to be wrong. As we all know, she travelled on a number of occasions to the US for treatment. Her campaigning led to the Scally Independent investigation and 2018 report into the controversy. It also led to the establishment of the 221 Plus support group and the state apology. She wrote a memoir, Overcoming, in 2018, which became the On Puss Book of the Year. She was a phenomenal woman. She was named as one of the BBC's 100 women in 2018. A documentary of her life called Vicky was screened very, very recently. She was born in Waterford in 1974 and lived in Limerick, having always worked in the educational area. I just want to play this clip, first of all. This is a clip of when she found out she was terminally ill. Have a listen to this.
I bawled my eyes out. No, I really just absolutely sobbed my heart out. Tried to pull myself together, splash a load of water on my face before I went back out, because I thought if I didn't do it then, I wouldn't actually be able to hold it together when I went out. So I kind of got myself back together, went back out, but my mother knew, you know, Mammy's always know anyway, you know. She just looked at me and I could barely look at her and I just shook my head and we walked out of the waiting room and we had to kind of just chit-chat on the way home with Amelia in the car. And once we got home then we kind of put something on Netflix or something for her, I can't even remember now, and sent her up to her room, and sure, I had to tell Mam then. Oh, it was awful. It was really awful.
Cormac and Audrey in studio. We knew this was happening. We knew this was her fate, but when I read the news this morning, when I heard it in the 11 o'clock news, I'm so shocked and saddened.
Yeah, there was a palpable sense of shock upstairs when the news filtered through to the people in the office. It really is... it's an earth-shattering moment in terms of Irish history and how much Vicky meant in terms of what she went through and the cause in which she stood by right to the very end. And she always carried herself with like such dignity as well. She never resorted to shouting or having shouting matches or that kind of stuff. She always spoke very calmly about what is a devastating situation for a lot of women who are involved in this story.
And Jen, she battled so hard. Even when she was very, very sick, she continued fighting, going through the courts, doing interviews, speaking out, fighting not only for herself, but for the many, many women who were let down by the cervical check system. And all she wanted was to make sure that something like this would never happen again and that no one would go through what she had to go through. And she put, her family obligations aside for many years. She's two children who we're thinking of very, very deeply today, Amelia and Dara. And no matter what was going on with her treatment, she kept the campaign going and she has made a difference. As you mentioned, there's a scheme now to help people who were let down by the system. Mm-hmm. And the legacy that she leaves is absolutely enormous. And we've all been dreading this day. I can't believe it, really.
Our thoughts and prayers are with her gorgeous kids, her family, her friends and everybody she touched. As you said there, her legacy will live on forever and she really, really has made a difference. I just want to finish with Vicky's voice. This is Vicky Phelan reading a paragraph from her memoir. Have a listen to this and rest in peace, Vicky Phelan.
My dying wish will be for the women of Ireland that because of what has happened in this past year, maybe my last year on earth, they will be able to trust that their lives are in safe hands, that they will be minded and cared for at their most vulnerable, and that everything will be done to give them the lives they deserve, the time they deserve, with the people they love and who love them and who need them in the world. There will be others who will continue this fight without me when I'm gone, because we are all in this together at the end of the day. We all come from that same place, from a mother's womb. This is everybody's story.
There's been an outpour of love and sympathy for her family, for her friends, online. It's on radio everywhere. Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said, to her husband and family, we extend our deepest sympathies in the history of this country. I think her actions, particularly in not signing a confidentiality agreement at that particular time outside the steps of the High Court, will live long in the memory as an example of someone who stood up against the system and the normal conventions. She stood up for the public interest. I just want to go to the phone lines. I have Nurse Sarah Kearns on the line. She's with us on a regular basis. Nurse Sarah Kearns, good morning.
Good morning. Isn't it so sad?
Oh, Sarah, we knew this was her fate, unfortunately, her very sad fate. But just to hear the news and to read the news, it was quite shocking.
Every WhatsApp group, it's extraordinary. It's all anyone can kind of think about, talk about this morning. I can't believe it. She's only 48. Like, it's so sad. I think what was so poignant for me is that she wanted to live so much. And I find, and it's so soon after Lindsay, like, as well, do you know, it's just so devastatingly sad. I feel so sorry for her family and friends. Awful.
As someone who works in the healthcare, how do you reflect on what Vicky Phelan achieved in the time she had? And obviously as well, towards the end, feeling so sick at times.
Oh, I don't know how she did it. So there's a couple of things that really stood out about what the changes that she actually personally implemented. So when she, you know, she in 2011 had, she was just part of the normal cervical cancer screening, and she got a negative, you know, you have no abnormal cells. So she got this negative result, but then had these symptoms of cervical cancer, was diagnosed in 2014, but it was only a chance. And she would have been there going, oh, it's unfortunate because I've been getting my smear tests 3 to 5 yearly. But then it was only a chance reading of her medical notes in 2017 that she saw that there was an issue at one of her smears. For me, that just sticks out. And that's when she said, listen, something has to change. Like, and for that lack of transparency, I think must have been one of the hardest things. She then absolutely fought. She was the main reason that the SCALI independent investigation of cervical chest screening was set up, and that made massive changes. They recommend, imagine 170 actions that needed to be implemented for change. So the whole way that cervical check was basically being run was just taken apart, complete audit, and they recognised that. They reckoned there was more than 221 women who had got false positives. So they were told that there was absolutely nothing wrong with their smear test, everything was fine, but they actually had cancer. You'd be so angry. The amount of lives that woman has saved, I can't even imagine it.
And I want to go to one of them. She's on the line now. Jennifer, Jennifer, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Jen. How are you?
Jennifer, you were with us last year talking about your own cervical cancer experience. You tweeted about Vicky's passing just a few minutes ago and described Vicky as your hero, you said. Why was she your hero?
I think she was everybody's hero. Not that she should have ever been a hero for anybody, but just for everything she's done for the women of Ireland, and we'll never be able to repay her for what she's done.
You never actually met Vicky, but you were in touch on social media, is that right?
Yeah, we would have spoke over and back over the years, and you know, when I kind of came out and highlighted my situation for the young people of Ireland, she would have been chatting to me over and back, and had kind of offered to even send me a copy of her book and everything like that. But I unfortunately never actually had the pleasure of meeting her in real life, which is, you know, kind of all the more devastating now. I wish I could have at one point in time, but look.
What legacy has Vicky left?
I guess, like, you know, even Vicky herself kind of said, and you know, to live on in her own legacy, to ensure that this never happened again to any woman or person in Ireland. And I think we all need to uphold that legacy forevermore and ensure that no other woman needs to die. You know, between, you know, Lindsay only was it last week and Vicky this week, it's a hard time for the women of Ireland to see this happen, when it should never have happened.
Jennifer,
young women robbed.
Yeah, I mean, but what these women, like I said before, what they've done, and obviously, you know, not feeling so sick as well at times and all they fought for. And that's one thing you've both said. We will never forget. I have to mention Lindsay Bennett as well today and Vicky Phelan, all they have achieved. And we will be forever grateful for that. Jennifer Purcell, thank you so much for taking the call. And Sarah Kearns, thank you so much. That is it from me. Rest in peace, Vicky Phelan. Thoughts and prayers are with your family.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.